Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Good afternoon and happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter. It's the Easter show. It's the Easter show with Ed.
Okay, I'm at a loss now.
I'm throwing it off.
Okay.
Well, thanks for tuning in. And if you haven't listened to The Drift before, what we do every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
You're so good at that. I just love
practice
it.
Practice makes pretty good.
It makes perfect, right? Practice makes – no. I had a coach once who said to me, practice does not make perfect, Gary. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Well, that sounds like a conundrum right there.
How
do you get perfect practice if you don't practice?
As a young kid, I said, yes, coach, whatever. We went at it that way, right? But, well, if you missed the show live, you can catch it on talkamericaradio.us Saturday and Sunday evenings, and also on Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, and archived at thedailydrift.com. We're also on terrestrial radio overnight down in DDQ Talk 92 in Valdosta, Georgia, WJC Talk 107.5 in Jasper, Florida, and WLBB News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 in Carrollton, Georgia, Sunday nights.
So, hi, guys. How's the weather down there?
Hey, Georgia. Hey, Florida. Yeah, good to be down there. So, anyways, I guess we should take care of a little business, right? It's Easter, and tomorrow, brunch, if you're looking to do brunch, Burroughs Roadhouse has a great brunch. 810-227-6000, 810-227-6000. It is a great place to eat,
Nice environment that is.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And so you can go to burroughs-roadhouse.com, or you can call them at 810-227-6000, and I highly recommend that you make reservations because they get busy. They really
and
do.
Tell them we sent you. Tell them you saw it in the Current. You heard it on the Drift.
Yes, yeah.
Please.
Tell them you see it on. That's right. So I didn't have a whole lot planned for today because I was hoping we were going to have John James on, right? And
sorry.
He put us off again. But that's all right. We can. There's enough out there to talk about this week.
Mm-hmm.
And but I first kind of thought, you know what? We haven't really talked about you. Because your eyes get like saucers, right? No, I just want to say because a lot of people still I got a phone call from somebody the other day asking about the newspaper. I'm like, listen, I don't own the paper anymore.
Oh, direct all complaints to Ed Bondarenka.
So for those of you who don't know, I sold the Current newspaper to Ed. And his wife, Sherry, last October. And you guys have been doing a spantaculous job ever since then.
Thank you. We've actually gotten a lot of compliments, email and mail, particularly this Easter front this morning. I got one that said somebody says, thank you for sharing the gospel on the front page of the Current.
No. It's a conservative newspaper. Yeah. I mean, it's been that way since day one. And I think maybe the best compliment is the fact that a lot of people don't know that we changed because you've kept that conservative bent and maybe even improved it a little bit.
Well, you're still the managing editor.
No, you're the managing editor. I'm the chief editor emeritus
because
I don't do anything anymore. I feel bad because I haven't really been as helpful the last couple of months. I just got a lot going on in my life.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's been tough. So nice to see your advertisers digging in here. And speaking of digging, Digit Services, complete mini excavator, skid steer services. Mike Kuzma, 248-789-7619. I'm just plugging away today.
Yeah, if you need it dug, have him dig it.
Yeah. So Current Online, CourantOnline.com. That's the Current newspaper's online edition, which is
the paper you need to read.
Shameful plug.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, let's start with what's going on in California, right? They want to be the sanctuary state. They want to be the sanctuary cities. And so Becerra, the attorney general out there, has been just whacking the Trump administration and making all kinds of, we're going to throw, then they step over the line and say, we're going to throw sheriffs in jail who work with the feds, right?
And I, yeah, see how thinking, that works.
You know what? You people are looking for your own civil war out there in California. Let me assure you, there's a lot of conservative people still in California, including Hispanics, because
Those sheriffs that were popping up. Yeah.
I got to tell you, folks, people, you're talking to illegal immigrants, just came here, they're looking for whatever. Not all immigrants are that way. And Hispanic immigrants, legal anyway, and illegal, they're Catholic, right? Mm-hmm. Conservative when it comes to pro-life and all that kind of stuff. And once they get settled and get jobs and make productive, they slowly turn conservative.
Yep.
I mean, that's politically speaking, they do.
Well, as you get older, you know, the saying, you know, if you're young.
You get conservative. A lot of people would probably look at my views from when I was a young man and go, wow, Gary was a liberal.
Same here.
And, you know.
How's it go? I think Churchill said it. If you're young and a conservative, you don't have a heart. But if you're older and you're a liberal, you have no brains.
Brains. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah, and I think about it with these little kids, David Hogg, right, that are out there. Is it David Hogg?
Hogg. Yes, anyway, Hogg. I've heard it pronounced Hogg, but it's H-O-G-G. It's Hogg.
Hogg. Hogwash.
Yes, Hogwash.
Is my favorite
exactly.
term to use on
Limelight
Twitter,
so. Hogg.
But these young kids, here are the libs, and this is how whacked out of their mind the liberals are. They're letting children who have no experience in the real world at all. And today's kids don't even work, right? Let's be honest. At 10, I was delivering papers with my brother even before I was allowed to.
Cutting grass.
Cutting grass. You know.
Can't get a kid to cut your grass now. He's too busy on his Xbox 360, PS2.
But the kids today do not have – you're really an adult by the time you're 28 and nowadays. I mean, and I think there are some psychologists out there who are saying that. Kids don't really grow up until they're 26, 28.
Well, they don't get off of health care until they're 26. So, you know, off their
jobs,
parents' health care.
And whose fault is that? Of course, it's ours. We're the ones. And I realize it. You know, I spoil my son far more than I should. I don't hold him accountable enough. I'm going to try to rectify that situation this summer. But I'm the bad guy now doing it, right?
Oh, look out, Zach.
look out, Zach. Daddy coming for you. Yeah, you just have to do that, right? So it's amazing that the state of California can be as absolutely crazy as they have been. And, Derek, I want to go to track two at the bottom. Can we play that one? And so there was some breaking news last night, yesterday, that all of a sudden Mr. A.G. Becerra out there we have to backtrack a little bit because the Orange County Sheriff came out and said, here's the loophole. You don't want me releasing. Because what she said was, I'm going to release, instead of releasing these criminals like you're forcing me to do, these illegal alien criminals, I'm going to tell the federal government, here's their release dates. Pick them up when they get out. And that way you can incarcerate them again or throw them out of the country. And state of California, AG said, we're going to put you in jail for doing that. She said, the loophole is you can't discriminate. I'm going to start providing the release date of all criminals, whether they're illegal aliens or not.
I hadn't heard that. That's perfect.
So she's following the law and gave the finger right in the face of the AG. And now sheriffs across California are saying, we're doing it. And thank goodness some of the county commissioners out there are backing up their sheriffs, as they should.
Yep.
And saying, you know what, we're going to follow the law.
Ooh, sheriffs following the law.
Yes.
Novel concept.
You think? So, Derek, you got that track ready? Okay, so listen to this update on Mr. Becerra and what's going on in California.
In an apparent attempt to handle growing fallout, California is issuing new guidance for implementation of the state's controversial sanctuary law. But that's not stemming a growing revolt from local communities and law enforcement. California's attorney general signed off on the new guidelines one day after Orange County voted to join the Trump administration's lawsuit against the state. And the Orange County sheriff started posting the release dates of all of its inmates, you know, because you can't just pick the ones who are here illegally, so he'll just release everybody's name. That seemed to fly in the face of the state law, which seeks to protect, shield illegal immigrants from federal immigration enforcement, even after they are released from custody. The state's attorney general even suggested he might arrest the Orange County Sheriff, Sandra Hutchins. But then last night, a change of tone. The AG released a statement this way. The guidance we're issuing today simply gives our public safety authorities a clear sense of what the Values Act, which works in concert, not conflict, with federal law requires. That's not going far enough for the Orange County Sheriff's Office. They say they opposed this measure from the start, and that despite the new guidance, they still believe it is a dangerous law. Watch.
When this was presented, not just Orange County, but sheriffs up and down the state railed against this legislation. We got some bad language out of it, but it's still lipstick on a pig. It still prevents us from keeping the community safe. So we encouraged and, in fact, welcomed the lawsuit brought on by Jeff Sessions. We think that will settle it, and we'll go to the Supreme Court, or hopefully overturned, and put us back in a position where we can hold criminals in our custody accountable for their crimes.
I bet the AG, Javier Becerra, didn't see this coming. You got law enforcement joining with the Trump administration against the sanctuary state.
Law and order president. All right. Law and order president. Hello. How is that surprising to anybody?
Nothing like forcing, you know, your allies into the enemy's corner. You know, I mean, they're making Trump supporters out of these sheriffs who would probably rather have not.
Yeah. 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 Crazy. Well, we're going to take a break, Derek. And when we come back, I've got to do some digging here. I just got a text from Congressman Tim Walberg, and I wanted to rectify something we talked about last week and update that. So we'll take a break, and I'll try and jump into the computer while we do it. And when we come back, we'll continue this discussion. Mm-hmm. So we'll see all of you on the other side.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. Co-founders Tim and Brandon have been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991. Landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. Tim and Brandon have the professional experience you can count on. Call them today at 734-429-5778. See how their business can help your business. Visit A&H Lawn Service online at ahlawncare.com. Better yet, call Tim and Brandon today at 734-429-5778. Find out how they can make your business look a whole lot better. That's A&H Lawn Service, ahlawncare.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Austin, the A in A&H Lawn Service. Brandon and I started our landscape business in 1991 and grown our business into a full-service landscape and landscape maintenance company. We would love to add your name to our list of happy customers.
If you're looking for an excavator, you need Brown's Commercial and Residential Excavating. Brown's Excavating does trench work and prefab or on-site poured light pole base installation. Brown's Excavating has the machinery to get your plumbing, sewer, and water jobs done right. With 33 years of experience, Brown's Excavating can cover all of your excavation needs. Basement, waterproofing, sloping, and grading too. Call 734-891-4614.
Hey, Ron here reminding you to join me for the coolest music to be had in America today. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Hey, my neighbor's dog told me to do this show, and I'd advise you to dial in. We play a lot of cool music that you just can't get anyplace else. Check out the weak singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
Feel as they're appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me
welcome back. You like a little Bill Withers?
Hey, can you just let me listen?
Wait, Derek! You want to keep that? You know, I still, Theron, if you're listening, I'd still like to do the little music gig one night a week. I like my music. It's not always the same. I change it up. You can't pigeonhole me, right? So.
Hey, you know one thing I want to say, though? I hope people are listening with Ed Hoffman, and then after Ed Hoffman, to the whole Saturday Night Review. Mm-hmm. That stays on in our house. It goes off during Waters World and Greg Gutfeld, but you know, we record those too. So there's a lot of times we're just listening in the car. That's some fantastic music. Greasy Skillet and Fast Eddie and
Dan's show.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great. London Calling, great show. So, yeah, so spend your Saturday night with Wham.
Yes.
Talk 1600. Yeah, we got great
music.
You
won't regret it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's take a quick call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. I don't know if you're aware of it, but through Breitbart, they're telling us that there's a mob of 1,500 families coming up from Central America. They're halfway through Mexico, and they're headed for the Tijuana border, and they ought to be there in about 30 days. And they're going to become knocking on our door looking for sanctuary, and I'm not sure how we are going to handle it. And I think we shouldn't let them in. That's what I think. But if California is in cahoots, and they are, with the Mexican authorities, you know, because the guy running for the Mexican president was in L.A. campaigning, right? So they're going to let these guys in. And if they let the first group of 1,500 families in, that means they're going to organize another group. And in another year or 6 months, another group will be coming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time for law and order. You can't be a country without a border. It's that simple. Otherwise, we're just part of Mexico or Venezuela or whatever.
I'd like to go over the history of the Sandinista thing. I'm not Sandinista, excuse
That's
me. Sanctuary. Well, the sanctuary issue. Because there were sanctuary cities in the Bible where if you murdered somebody and it was in the heat, you know, it was contested and you wanted to let things slow down, God provided a way. You went to that sanctuary city and you got shelter for a while. And that tempers cool down.
That wasn't exactly accurate. If you accidentally killed a man.
That's what I meant. So,
because in tradition, blood feuds and stuff, they were trying to stop the blood feud.
That's right. That's what I was saying. So then it became a medieval thing, and if you remember Hunchback of Notre Dame, she wants sanctuary. Exactly. And then so during the Sandinista period, where we were trying to fight the Sandinistas, there were supposed death squads. I'm not saying supposed, there were death squads. And there were people fleeing that country and they're coming to the United States. Then a lot of the Catholic churches were providing sanctuary in the sanctuaries of their church. And it was more a refugee, political refugee movement that you could almost agree with, except that, hey, they were still flouting immigration law. But this is way beyond that now. I just wanted to give a quick progression of how that happened.
Yeah.
What the left does is they take words and they pervert them, and they turn them into things that they don't mean, you know, such as the right to life. No, choice. They're not talking about choice. They're talking about murder, you know, but they don't use words accurately, and same with the sanctuary city.
Yeah,
1984.
Well, that's what was so hypocritical about the March for Our Lives last week, right? How about you march for the 60 million babies that have been aborted since 1972? What about their lives? What about the right to their lives?
Only 10% of the attendees there were 18 or under. Al Sharpton's brother was there, who was convicted on charges of firearms charges. I mean, come on, you know?
Yeah, it's insane.
I've always been concerned about the life expectancy of a prostitute. I mean, those ladies disappear all the time, and I don't see whole communities rising up to march for the lives of the prostitutes. Huh.
Yeah, well, you know, one of these days we're going to have to open up that Pandora's box of Pizzagate again. You know what I mean? There are thousands of children that disappear in this country every year. And you can say whatever you want, craziness, conspiracy hat Gary, but there's something going on worldwide
with our
children, and it disgusts me. And I
think when I was out in California, I did some on-the-street investigating for witchcraft. And I talked to several police officers and chiefs of departments, and they were telling me literally that thousands of people a year in L.A. disappear just because of the occult.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Try to think of Clinton's pal with the island. And he got caught with kids on his plane. And, you know, remember that?
What's his name? Pedo Island.
Yeah.
Derek, can you look that up for us? The guy that does Pedo Island out there, Bill Clinton.
Lolita.
Yes, the Lolita Express, whatever it is out there. Yeah, that's and oddly enough, I think if you Google up that guy's island and you look at it, there's like a shrine there, right? And some people are saying some of the markings on this, it's really kind of a house. Mm-hmm. Some kind of a temple-looking structure, and it's got a bunch of devil-worshipping symbols. So they say,
a lot of these
sex
cults.
I'm no expert in any of this, but it's enough to make me kind of cringe and go, ew, man, you guys got too much money and too much evil plans on your minds. You know what I mean?
Well, young girls were on the street. I mean, they're looking for shelter, and then they end up sucked into this stuff, and it's...
Jeffrey Epstein. Thank you, Derek. The Swiss Army knife. There he goes. He comes... like that. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Epstein. I'm telling you, and it's not just Democrats. There are ugly Republicans involved in this too. So it's across the board. The elite, global elite, have some pretty eerie plans for all of us, and I don't like it. And for you folks that are against the Second Amendment, beware, mark my words, that something bad is in the plans for us. So keep your guns, folks. Keep your guns.
Shall not be infringed.
Gary, anything else?
Well, this global conspiracy, it definitely exists. I mean, it goes all the way back to the Grove, you know, and the Illuminati and all these other names, you know, Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Even if each individual conspiracy is faulty, overall, they're there, and they are doing it. They are trying to manipulate us into darkness. And what I mean by darkness is anything away from anything holy or godly. Because they are New Agers, and they don't want spiritualism to be with a Godhead. They want spiritualism to be with the individual, and we are God.
Yeah,
and so that's the fight right there.
Yeah,
I mean, there's the battleground.
Yeah,
they want to destroy anything holy and want to become the holy.
Yeah. So Gary, you're sounding pretty spiritual to me lately. Are we seeing a transformation in you?
Yeah.
No,
Rick and I were talking about you. Were your ears burning?
No, I've been like this for decades. There's nothing new about this.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, we'll see you again. I like it when you come into the studio, too. So we'll see you again.
Yeah, I'll see you in about
20
minutes.
Oh, good. You're coming in today. All right. Take care, Gary. We'll see you later. Okay. So, I'm going to have to get all George Norrie again here.
And
it's time for Conspiracy Gary to get his hat out. And come in, and we'll do it. We'll have to do a show. We've had, you know, who we get? We'll get Reverend Paul Waldmiller back on again. He was a guy that's got some issues and knew a lot about the Pizzagate stuff and all that.
Okay,
because it's kind of cooled down.
Oh yeah, I remember we were talking.
Yeah,
to him.
Yeah. We can get an update from him and some.
But
some of that
even
stuff
without
going on.
The Pizzagate, it's just that we just know that there's child sex trafficking out there.
Oh yeah,
and it's done for people who can afford it. It's not done for people who are broken in poverty. You know what I mean?
And it's not just the third world countries, Haiti, El Salvador. It's here in the United States, folks. This is happening, and there are children here that are being used. There are women here that are being used. There are children from across the globe that are being imported here. And that stuff needs to stop. And the one thing we can say whatever we want about Jeff Sessions, since Trump has been in office, there have been hundreds and hundreds of people arrested on sex trafficking, child trafficking by Jeff Sessions. So, yes, he may not be doing all the work that we would like to see him do. And I hope he's just holding off until he gets to a point. But he is doing some on that work, and I don't think it's as easy and comfortable for those pedophiles and sickos to operate in this country as it was under Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we've got Joe from – Joe, you're going to have to wait because it's too close to the end of the break. Hang on there, Joe. We'll get you on the other side of the break. But we're going to talk about Planned Parenthood funding when we come back as well. So we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
People People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Veyron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Democrats using their weekly address to reflect on last week's March for Our Lives in Washington, calling for an end to gun violence in America's schools.
People stood together, marched together, lifted their voice in this American tradition where change does not always come from Washington. It must come to Washington by citizens standing up and demanding change.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Meanwhile, President Trump using his weekly address time to wish American Jews and Christians a happy Passover and Easter holiday. A disciplinary hearing determines the fate of a Baton Rouge, Louisiana cop for the shooting death of a black man in 2016.
Officer Blaine Salamone has been terminated from the Baton Rouge Police Department effective today.
Chief Murphy J. Paul on Friday, previously unseen body cam video clearly showed Officer Salamone threatening to shoot his victim. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Whether you're moving across town or across country, you can always rely on Two Men in a Truck for home, business, and long-distance moving. Two Men in a Truck sells boxes and can provide expert advice on packing your valuable items. Need storage? Visit Two Men in a Truck's new 12,000-square-foot climate-regulated facility. Long and short-term options available. Two Men in a Truck. Dino Drive off Jackson, west of Baker. Call 734-973-6683. Two Men and a Truck. Movers that care.
And welcome back to The Drift. Thanks for tuning in and catching us this morning. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondrick.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Little War, right? Little
yeah.
Cisco Kid. I love that
song. Yeah, I like that. That's a good song.
That's my boating music in the summertime. I put on War and just crank it up and cruise the lake. Okay, so we've got Joe from Wyandotte calling in. Joe, welcome to the show.
Ken from Livonia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Him too.
I hit the wrong button, Ken. You got one up. So
your lucky
ahead.
Gear was at the board. I inadvertently hang you up.
Go ahead, Ken. You want to talk about sex trade?
Just a reminder that one of the biggest sources of the problem is Islam, the Muslims, because not only with the sex trade, but sexual abuse of women, Muslims have no restrictions against raping, what we call rape, of women as young as 5 years old. And, women of the non-believers.
Yep. Yeah.
And so we have to be reminded of that.
Yeah. Oh, across the Middle East and across Africa right now, the sex trade and slavery trade is huge, folks. And people want to talk about slavery back here in the States in the 1800s. Let me tell you, it's flourishing today across Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Sex trade, slave trade, it's big, it's huge, and it's probably growing, frankly. And it's got a lot to do with that. So thanks for bringing that up, Ken.
Well, I have a friend of mine that really is concerning me. She has three daughters who are in the public schools. They're under 12th grade. One's in elementary school, one's junior high, one's high. Well, what concerns me is she's stupid. Her young daughters have met a very practicing Muslim family with multiple males in the household. And without any problems whatsoever, she's letting her daughters go over to their house. And I warned her, she's got to stop that, because there's nothing to stop the males in this very, what I would say, devout Muslim household to abuse her daughters. And she just poo-poos it. Oh, you're overreacting. And I says, no, I'm not. You need to look into this problem. And this is what I think we need to educate our women about. Hey, this is a real problem. You know, educate yourself. Know what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Ken, whether they're a Muslim or not, I'm not sure I would let my young daughters hang over at another person's house with a bunch of young males. Anyway,
yeah.
It's common sense, for crying out loud, mm-hmm. man. Keep track of your kids. Well, great call, Ken. I appreciate it. Take care.
Take care.
Let's take Joe from Wyandotte. Joe, sorry, I jumped the line with you there. How you doing?
Yeah, that's quite all right. I just wanted to not only call to agree with Gary from Hazel Park, but to expound upon it. They don't just twist and distort the language. They twist and distort and try to rewrite history, of course, which we see in our schools. And even Aesop's fables and children's stories that teach kids morals and values. They twist those. Take Robin Hood, the very easy example. No, Robin Hood and his merry band of men did not steal from the rich to give to the poor. Read the book, the original book. He took from the sheriff. He took from the state, which was extorting more and more money in the form of taxes from the citizens, and keeping them in poverty, preventing them from climbing the economic ladder and getting better, and therefore remaining depending on the state. Sound familiar?
Yep.
Like Democrats.
Yeah,
yes.
That's exactly right.
And
gave
back to the tax victims. That's the true story, and they don't want children to understand that story.
Yeah, that's a great point. And maybe someone in Hollywood, one of these conservative actor producers, will redo Robin Hood one day and make that point that it was Robin Hood going after the government, which happened to be the king, right, and the sheriff. In that mm-hmm. case, he was the lead in absence of the king, right, corrupt as they come and beating people up to get their money and whatever. But, yeah, that's great. You got any updates, Joe, on Senate race? You're always my go-to guy.
Oh, yeah, there's a new poll came out.
I
was going to say very surprising, but actually not all that surprising to those of us who have actually met all of the Senate candidates on more than one occasion. Pensler is in the lead, but only 5 points back is Bob Carr, and John James bringing up the rear, which won't surprise any of us who've met him.
Ouch. Well, anyways, it's good to, you know, but Bob Carr is probably one of the hardest working guys. He's doing the grassroots thing. Sandy Pensler is doing the right things for money because he's got big pockets, right? So he's advertising, and that's why he's in the lead. And John James, he's still missing in action. Hopefully we'll get him next week. They keep saying they're going to come on, but then something happens and he gets busy and we can't get him in here. But,
well, that's part of the reason why James is in last. He's completely unresponsive to everybody.
I will say this.
He was on Gruber this week.
Yeah, whatever happens, we've got to get a Republican in there. So whether it's James Pensler or Bob Carr, if you're common sense, a Republican, an independent, a Union Democrat guy, vote for Republican this year. Get rid of Debbie Stabenow because she's hurting us. She's hurting us. She's hurting us. We've got to get her out of there. We need more support in the Senate.
Well, the biggest thing in Bob Carr's favor is his agricultural background and ties. Debbie sitting on the Ag Committee, she bleeds off 10 to 12% of the rural Republican vote each time that we need to get back, and Bob helps reclaim that. Well, you can't afford to give away 10% of your vote.
Yep. But we can't afford to give away Metro Detroit either, like you've pointed out numerous occasions.
Yep.
Exactly. Got to get 30% in Wayne County in order to carry the statewide race.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thanks, Joe, for the update.
Right.
Appreciate
it. Take care, my friend.
Take care, buddy. Love you, too. Bye. Okay. So, if you're looking for furniture, it's like Amish Furniture Outlet, 734-449-8000. That's easy, 734-449-8000. Get yourself a real kitchen table, a real wood table, a real
quality
furniture, whether it's the bedroom,
something
the kitchen, the living
down.
Room. Get something that's real wood. There's a 20% off coupon in the current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com, Amish Furniture Outlet, real. So buy American, right? Doesn't get any more American than our Amish folks, right?
Right off M-36, so, right by 23.
Yeah. So speaking of Gruber, which is my favorite morning show, I heard Tim Walberg, who will be on with us next week, and we'll ask him personally. But Tim brought up, quite surprisingly to me, he said the biggest lie from this omnibus bill is people saying the Republicans funded Planned Parenthood for $500 million, $500 million, right? That is false, according to Tim. And he texted me charge and response for the FY18 omnibus bill. And this is provided by the House Committee on Appropriations. This charge is, does this bill direct Title X family planning funding to Planned Parenthood, its affiliates, or any other entity that performs abortions or provides abortion services? And the response from the committee is this, and this is what Tim was talking about. No, there are no funds in this bill directed to Planned Parenthood. There has never been a line item from Planned Parenthood in the labor HHS Education Appropriations Bill. The Title X Family Planning Program, which is level funded in the bill at the amount that the Trump administration requested, is the program that Obama administration used to make awards to Planned Parenthood in the past. Last year, Congress repealed an Obama-era Title X rule that essentially forced states to fund Planned Parenthood with their Title X funds. The omnibus rejected Democratic attempts to tie the hands of the Trump administration and force them to continue the funding for Planned Parenthood entities and the other controversial family planning grantees. Further, the bill includes the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funds to be used for abortion. Okay? So, right there, folks. The media is not telling you this. It came right out of Tim's mouth, and he has challenged everyone. If you think you can find the line item that gives money to Planned Parenthood, find it.
This is what you were saying last week. That's what you were saying last week. That,
yes.
You know, that the money's there, but whether Trump slow walks it or where he spends it or if he spends it.
And according to this,
they
do not have to fund Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Right? So whoever is – now, here's the catch. We don't know who's in charge of the departments, how many Obama appointees are still there, how many holdovers are still there. How much of that money is actually still going to go to Planned Parenthood? You know some of it's going to get squeezed.
But, you know, the Hyde Amendment said, well, it can't go to abortions. So it goes to some other thing, which they don't do anyhow. You know, like
they'll call it community awareness or education or whatever.
But all that is fungible. It just frees up funds from another account to go over to abortions, which is their number one business. They are the arms dealer in the United States.
Yes.
They sell babies' arms.
Yeah.
They sell babies' organs.
Don't get me started, dude.
Sorry, buddy.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
Okay. So I just want people to know that because you're not getting it from the mainstream media, and I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to take this and put it right up on the Daily Drift tomorrow for people to share, and I want people to share this, Facebook, Twitter, wherever, because this is important to know. You know, this is what they're trying to divide the Republican base. That's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to get people who say, oh, the Republicans screwed me. They didn't fulfill their campaign promise. They went ahead and funded Planned Parenthood. Don't believe the fake news, okay? Do your own homework, because ever since I heard Tim on Gruber's show, I've been trying to dig for this, and when I texted me back, and this is what we got. So it's there.
Excellent.
Right?
Excellent investigative journalism.
Okay, let's take a call from Mike in Livonia. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I just wanted to share my opinion as far as the current state of the gubernatorial race. You know, Gretchen Whitmer is by far the leading candidate on the Democratic side. And I know, you know, Bob Carr, I don't know him. I've met him. I've been to a few meetings where he's, you know, shared his thoughts on where he'd like to go. But just, I'm sure, in the year of the woman that we're really going into, where women are really being thrust to the forefront, I'm just trying to imagine the optics of Gretchen Whitmer debating Bob Carr. I mean,
whoa, stop, Mike. Mike, Bob Carr is running as the candidate for Senate.
Yep, not governor.
And you would be, you know, we're looking at Colbeck, Schuette, Kelly running for governor.
Well, it's interesting, though, Mike, that you brought that up, because that same poll that had Bob Carr at 11% on the Republican side actually has Sri Tenedar, the Indian guy, the doctor, I think he's a doctor, right, running against Gretchen Whitmer. Now, Gretchen Whitmer's the establishment Democratic candidate, and yes, she's probably going to be the candidate. But oddly enough, that poll shows Sri Tanadar ahead of her.
Where's the Muslim guy in that?
He's not a third, I think.
As far as the gubernatorial, and I thank you for that correction, that is my mistake. I'm kind of leaning toward the Colbeck camp.
Good.
I think that he could actually stand up in a debate very well with Gretchen, because she's going to be a very, very formal. Where I think the opportunity for Colbeck and for all Republicans, you kind of hit on it earlier, is that he needs to go in there, whatever the Republican candidate needs to go in. Gretchen's got the public sector union in her pocket.
Yep.
We got to go after, as you said earlier, these private sector union guys who realize the benefit of the tax cut in their pay, and Colbeck needs to split the same way they're trying to Democrats try to split Republicans. Republicans need to split that union vote, separate public sector from private sector, and try to get those Reagan Democrats to really go independent, go into the Republican camp. I was at a dinner. Where Gretchen was the speaker. Let me tell you what. I mean, she's pretty far left. I don't know if she's as far left as Jennifer Granholm, but I don't think there's a whole lot of degree of difference between the two of them.
Oh, yeah. I believe she's as bad, if not worse, than Jennifer Granholm.
Mike, I interviewed Colbeck, Senator Colbeck, a few weeks ago on this show, and we had that discussion about the union and breaking off the union guys, and he's aware of that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you where he has a lot of guts. He was the only Republican that went down to that meeting of the black pastors, and he was actually speaking to the conservative message that supposedly black Christians have, and he was getting booed down there.
Yeah, well, but they packed that audience with a bunch of liberal activists. So, that's the point, Patrick.
They packed that audience when they found out that Colbeck had enough guts to go there.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing is, that's Pat. You know what I mean? He's strong, he's conservative, and he's not afraid to tackle the. I mean, right now they've kind of ostracized him, right? Because he's conservative and sticking up to his campaign promises, and these liberal elitist Michigan GOP guys have ostracized him, and they've kind of cut him off and pushed him to the side.
Kind of the smartest
guy in Lansing, and the Republican, the Michigan Republican Party, pushed him to the side, which makes me sick to my stomach.
The same way that we're talking about splitting up the union vote, private sector, public, in Michigan, us as conservatives, we should be able to register as an independent or conservative, because then the Republicans would have no choice, or the Democrats, but to come to the table and address some of our issues. If we were registered independent, And they saw the numbers of people that would do that, and it would be, I bet you, 25% to 30% of the voters would register as independents. Then both parties would have to come to the table to address the independence issue.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see closed primaries.
Yeah.
That's our real problem.
That too, absolutely.
All right.
Well, the Democrats don't have primaries. They have caucuses. They cheat right there.
Yep. All right. Well, great call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the correction on
Carr.
That was
kind of
stupid.
Yeah,
no worry about it.
We've all made mistakes.
Done it.
That's right. It's election year.
Happy Easter, Mike.
All right, take care. Happy Easter.
Thanks.
Let's take a call from John in Farmington Hills. Wants to talk about progressivism. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Hey, you guys. Happy Easter and Passover to everybody out there.
Yeah,
absolutely. There was this radio show on today. Somebody's out for me, so I just slipped on the radio, and it was this religious-type show. And this woman in Detroit that was a lawyer back in 82, her husband got in a bad car accident. She had to get her mind off of it. Across the street was a bookstore, so she started going in there. unbelievable, the research this woman has done. And there's a book, the author, I don't know if this is the first or the last name, but it's Constance, and the book is called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, Constance Cumby's book.
The left adopted this, and it's, she shows, like everybody likes H.G. Wells, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Journey to the Center of the Earth, Around the World in 80 Days. This guy was having a long-term affair with Margaret Sanger and a whole bunch of other, he was a womanizer, a bunch of other left people.
H.G. Wells was?
All this together. And she had all this documentation on it. And other women that were in the show, like you guys, doing the show, verified it themselves. They knew of it. And it's just unbelievable. And that needs to get out so that you can see, like, Hitler was Jewish, and he hated the Jewish people. And so they were Nazism. Well, we're getting Americanism here, where you hate an American. And this is what they're teaching. And, of course, like you guys said, they're bringing in people in droves to substitute the vote. And so we really need to pound the drum on this.
John, and you were listening to Joshua's Trail. I think it was Janice was talking about Constance Cumby's book. Constance has been around since the 80s, writing about New Age stuff. And that's the book she has,
The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow.
Okay. Yep.
That was it. Joshua's Trail. I didn't realize what it was, but I'll tell you.
I wasn't listening, but somebody told me about it. I don't listen to other radio stations.
Go ahead, John. What was your last comment?
Well, it was riveting. It was informative, and I guess a lot of this stuff is true. You know, they adopted the rainbow thing, and it ties into the Bible, you know, in a good way, but they're turning it around.
Right.
You know, and
well, that's what progressives do, right?
They co-opt the message
and twist it to their own sick agenda, and that's what happens. Well, great call, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, you guys.
Take care.
See you.
Bye-bye.
You know, that goes back to this whole concept of political correctness. If you remember, political correctness was this thing that the Soviets did in Russia. And you had to be, you know, you had the political officer, the Hunt for Red October, mm-hmm. you know, you got to watch what you say and who you say it to. It's got to be absolutely follow political lines. And we used to argue against that and make fun of it. And now we kowtow to it. Now we fall right in line. I don't say you and me. But as a culture, it's like, oh, that's not politically correct. You can't say that. We actually self-govern ourselves. You know, in a Soviet-style manner, what happened?
Yeah, well, you know, talking of political correctness, what happened to Laura Ingraham this week? Is she the next target by the left to get rid of her because she's a woman? Well, they don't want a woman. God forbid there's a woman conservative speaking loudly and proudly. So she said some things about David Hogg. Hurt his feelings, so he's calling for a boycott. And, of course, some of these weak companies, and I tell everyone, find those companies that boycott Laura and boycott them because they're weak, they're progressive, and they're hurting the United States of America and our values as Western culture.
And support the ones that stayed with her.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
So it's just aggravating. You know. And then she hurt herself, frankly, if she went and did an apology. I was trying to dig up on that this morning, but I ran short on time. But you know what? Don't apologize.
All she did was point out that he didn't get accepted into certain schools, right?
Well, you know, which is odd. It's probably because there's something in his background they don't like. You know?
Well, he did get accepted to a couple of prominent ones. So it's not like, I mean, lots of people don't get accepted to school. I don't know why she did it, but you know what? This kid's a poser. He's a punk. He wasn't at Parkland. He said just yesterday in an interview that he was riding his bike as soon as he heard about the shooting.
All right. So I double-checked on that.
Oh, was I wrong?
That was taken out of context. He rode his bike up that evening back to the school.
Okay.
So that was taken out of context. Allegedly, he is there. By all things that I've seen, because I checked that one out, he was there. I thought the same thing,
and
then I did my digging. I made the same mistake, right? But I went and dug a little bit and found out. But yes, this kid has been promoted, and I had one of our callers actually told me today that the permits for the March for Our Lives movement was picked up and paid for way back in February. And I don't know if it was before the shooting or not. Now that, if that's the question, and it was paid for, the permit for that march was paid for before the shooting, now I'm putting my conspiracy hat back on again.
AstroTurf. Right?
Because it's the same as Las Vegas. We still haven't heard all the facts and truth about the Las Vegas shooting. And I want to know, Attorney General Sessions, what's going on with that? Why are we not getting the full reports? And was there a second shooter? Because I believe there was. Nothing is changing for me on Vegas. I'm not done with that.
I don't blame you for thinking that.
I'm still hoping to know about Seth Rich, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a guy, Matt Couch, I think, on Twitter, who is he's really working his butt off to try and find out more about Seth Rich. So it's one of those.
We don't have time much to talk about Huber and the second special counsel, whether we need that or not.
We got all the time in the world. Why? Well, here's the thing. So even on the news today, Jeff Sessions is not. He's said no to a second special counsel. He said no so far, and I had it's go to thedailydrift.com. Yet he's not ready to appoint a second special counselor yet, but he has a guy out of D.C. out in Utah who belongs who works for the FBI who is starting that investigation.
Huber.
Yes. So I have all million things that I don't like about
Sessions.
Some people
are saying, hey, he's an Obama appointee. What do you expect out of him?
I don't know.
That doesn't mean they're all.
They're not. You can't paint everyone with a bad
name. Yes.
Give it time, and I think this will happen. I think there will be a second prosecutor eventually. Whether it's Jeff Sessions who does it or whether he is booted and they put in a new AG, I don't know. But give it time. I think the pressure is mounting, and it will. And frankly, what this comes down to, America, if you want to see a second counsel, special counsel, if you want to see Hillary brought to justice and the Democrats brought to justice and Barack Obama brought to justice, then get out in 2018, campaign, and vote for Republicans.
Make sure the House stays Republican.
Get this House to stay Republican and get the Senate to 60 votes, folks. Yeah. If you want to see some truth, if you really want to drain the swamp, get rid of all the excuses. There's one excuse left at this point, and it's the Senate. And if the Republicans, we give you 60 and you still don't do it, it's time to march on Washington. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to. Because we've given the Republicans everything they asked for except 60 votes in the Senate. And frankly, Mitch McConnell, you're a cowardly scumbag, and I think we talked about this last week. It got me all upset. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, the rest of you Republicans in the Senate, go to 51 votes. There's no excuse. None. Right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The downside is Huber's going to report to Rosenstein. That's a downside. But I can see Sessions doing this in an orderly manner. In other words, do we need another special – how many special counsels do we want floating around out there anyhow? Really?
Exactly. All right, last thing because we're running out. The Pope, did he or didn't he say there is no hell? And your thoughts?
Well, I read that this guy who interviewed him, he's an atheist. He's an older guy. He doesn't take notes. So he was running on his recollection of the conversation. And in what he says the Pope said was that there is no hell – there's heaven for the righteous, and then you end basically not that everybody goes to heaven, but that you stop your existence when you die if you haven't accepted God's free forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Okay? That's called annihilation. Okay? And there's a lot of Protestants who believe annihilation, and basically there's a lot of evidence for hell in the Bible, and there's some evidence for annihilation. And I know some good people who believe in annihilation. I hate the thought of telling people that, go ahead, live your life as so rotten as you want because there's no punishment at the end. You'll just die and that's it. And they'll go, I'm good with that. You know, so using hell as a tool to hammer people into righteousness, not a bad thing. I don't know what the Pope really said, but that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting.
Yes.
That, you know, it would come out of this Pope of all the popes.
Oh, yeah.
Pope Communist the First is what I call it.
Yep.
All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
All right. We'll see you next week.